July is generally a sunny month, but in Sri Lanka, it has dark associations. 30 years ago this week, a bloody pogrom broke out in response to a deadly ambush by a Tamil independence militia. The anti-Tamil backlash spread across the country, leaving up to 3,000 people dead and setting the scene for years of prolonged civil war between ethnic Tamil and Sinhalese Sri Lankans.
20-year-old Tamil Gopi Ratman was at work in the capital Colombo when the riots broke out. For DW, Misha Vilmas spoke to him about the events that changed his life and the course of Sri Lankan history forever.
As a Tamil boy growing up in northern Sri Lanka, Gopi Ratman had little contact with other cultures and ethnicities. It was only when he began living and working in Colombo, the Sri Lankan capital, that he became aware of tensions between his country's two largest ethnic groups.
I originally from Jaffna. I lived in a place where 99% of the population are Tamils. I don't have much idea about the rest. So when I moved to Colombo and I mixed with the majority Sinhalese community and other people as well, I didn't think that there's a cordial relationship because there's an ethnic tension going on all the time.
After Sri Lanka gained independence from Britain in 1948, tensions had been brewing between nationalist Sinhalese groups and militant Tamil factions fighting for self-rule. Nothing, however, would prepare Gopi for the events of July the 25th, 1983, a day that for him began much like any other.
It was a normal day for me. I was preparing to go to work. The company was staffed by about 1,000 people, about 50 Tamils, and the rest of them were the Sinhalese or some Muslims as well. I took the bus and everything normal, and I went to the office at about 7 o'clock.
On arriving at his workplace in Colombo Port, he and his colleagues began to hear rumours about the horrors unfolding across the Sri Lankan capital.
I could see people were gathering in groups in the office area. They are normal workers and office staff, and they were talking, and they were talking about something happening, and they said there's a communal war or communal riots erupted, and lots of rumours were around, and people were panicked and scared.
Violence had erupted in the city of Jaffna in northern Sri Lanka 2 days earlier, following tensions between rival Sinhalese and Tamil ethnic groups. The riot spread to Colombo, where Gopi and his colleagues soon began to fear for their safety as they witnessed buildings burning from the port.
At around about 9 o'clock, I could see the smoke coming out because of the port. You can see the Colombo city from there. The smoke was visible. And the time passes, it's everywhere. The place I worked, majority of them were Sinhalese, and we were around about 50 staff around. All of them are fried because they want to get back home before everything started in full scale. So regardless of the ethnicity, they were all scared, and they were planning to get back home.
But as a Sri Lankan Tamil, Gopi wasn't safe to go home. His Sinhalese colleagues advised him to stay in the building and wait for the situation to calm down. Several hours later, and with the violence escalating, he was escorted home by car and recalls the chaotic scenes that met him as he rode through the city.
I was escorted in a people carrier. We were about 10 or 15 people. So when we get out of the port, we went through the Colombo city. You can see the buildings are burning, most of the shops are closed, and people are looting. And the police were just standby, and they didn't do anything. Wherever you find the Tamil shops, they were in fire. I could visibly see that the police were there, but they couldn't do anything, or they didn't do anything.
Gopi made it back home safely to the flat where he was staying with his cousins. But as the violence continued outside, they remained trapped indoors, afraid for their lives.
We were in the flat the whole night. We were scared. We couldn't get out. We had some food stocked, so we didn't have problem of food. Following day also, we couldn't get out. We couldn't step out. And there were lots of rumors and things like that. But luckily, we had a telephone, so we could get some information about what's happening outside. What's happening outside is terrible, so we couldn't get out. And we stayed in the house for about 3 days consecutively without stepping out to the road.
Whilst Gopi and his family were holed up inside, angry Sinhalese mobs were going door to door terrorising Tamil families as tensions continued on local streets. After 3 days, Gopi was taken to a refugee camp by a Sinhalese friend. He spent 10 days sleeping on a floor with thousands of traumatised Tamils and just rice and bread to eat. It was there he would learn that not all his Tamil colleagues had made it home safely from the port on the day of the riots.
Two of my office staff, they were Tamils. They were also escorted by the company vehicle, but in a different direction. They were stopped and they were thrown out from the vehicle and they were killed instantly.
Gopi's colleagues had been stabbed to death by angry mobs as they drove through the city. A chilling reminder of what could easily have been his own fate on what became known as Black July. After leaving the refugee camp, Gopi returned to his hometown in Jaffna, travelling on a filthy cargo ship for 30 hours before an emotional reunion with his parents. But his ordeal was far from over. A civil war ensued that would last 26 years and kill between 60 and 75,000 people, including members of his own family.